You're listening to Forecast, the marketing podcast for professional services leaders. If you're looking to generate more leads, win more deals, and take your firm to the next level, this show is your shortcut. Hey there, and welcome back to the show. This week on Forecast, we are looking at how to build a simple but effective and powerful three-step marketing funnel to bring in new business for your firm. But before we get into that, if you have not yet joined our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms, head over to 5leadgen.com. You can spell out 5 or use the number, either one works. That's 5leadgen.com to get immediate access to the course. While you're at it, you can now subscribe to Forecast on iTunes. If you search in iTunes for Forecast Professional Services, you should be able to find it. The show is still new, so if you have any trouble, you can always come back to boutiquegrowth.com, click on the podcast link in the menu, and you'll find an iTunes link that will send you directly to the show page in iTunes. With that, let's get right into this week's topic on marketing funnels. Now, one thing that I've learned over the years is that most firms don't have a process for bringing in new business. At best, it's organized chaos, and at worst, it's just chaos. Now, Peter Drucker famously said that any business enterprise only has two functions. There's marketing, and there's innovation. Innovation is the process of building things that people want to pay for, whether that's product or, in our case, services, and marketing is the process of finding clients to pay for those products and services. So if you don't have a systematic process to bring in new clients, something that you've tried, that you've tested, and that you know works, then you're leaving half of your business to chance. Now, the good news is you do not need to make this complicated whatsoever. In fact, the simpler your process is, the better. And over the next 3 lessons, I'm going to show you a simple but effective 3-step process to turn strangers into clients. Now, this process will really help you organize your marketing efforts and identify what's important and make sure that you're spending your time on the highest value activities. But before we get into it, let me make a quick disclaimer. For the next few lessons, we're going to be talking about something called a marketing funnel, also commonly referred to as a sales funnel. And one of the common mistakes that people make in this discussion is they think that the funnel is about them. They think that if they can engineer the perfect marketing funnel for their business, everything will just be amazing. But like everything else in marketing, I need you to remember that the funnel is not about you. It's about your customer and your client. It's not about what you want them to do. It's about what they want to do. Now, if you understand that at the very beginning, this whole process will become much, much easier. Now, I should also mention that next week on the podcast, we're going to be looking at something called the buyer's journey, which is the series of steps and decisions that a buyer makes when making a purchasing decision. Now, when we go through that, you're going to begin to appreciate how the sales process looks from the buyer's perspective, and that's critical. But today, we're going to focus in on the funnel, and then next week, we're going to look at how buyers move through the funnel from their own perspective. Now let's get into the mechanics of the marketing funnel. Now there are a million different iterations of a marketing funnel, but the one that I like to use is really simple. It's only 3 steps. Step 1 is attraction. Step 2 is retention. And step 3 is conversion. Now if you picture a funnel with the top part being the widest and the bottom part of the funnel being the most narrow, attraction goes at the top, retention is right in the middle, and conversion is at the very bottom. Now, we're going to cover retention and conversion in the next 2 lessons, but today we want to zero in on the top of the funnel, which is the attraction stage. So in the attraction stage of the funnel, where the funnel is the widest, this is where you want to be casting a wide net to attract your ideal clients. This is where people who don't know you yet come to know you, they find out that you exist, they discover you and your business and your firm, and they learn about you and they become attracted to what you have to offer. And this is where you're going to make that first impression. And the first impression is absolutely critical. So the goal of the attraction stage is really simple, is to attract new prospects into your funnel and then get them to stick around so that you can push them through to the retention stage. Now, this is the stage of the funnel where lead generation happens. You're doing things like LinkedIn publishing, advertising, guest blogging, podcasting, speaking, and so on and so forth. There are a million lead generation tactics that you could put to use, but this is typically where they happen, right at the top of the funnel. Now, instead of going into the mechanics of these lead generation strategies, which we're going to be doing sometime down the road, let's talk a little bit about what your lead generation in the attraction stage of the funnel needs to accomplish. Now, when we talk about lead generation, it is not just about getting in front of new prospects. And this is the mistake that many people make, is they think that it's just about getting a message in front of people. If they could only get in front of more people, they'd have more leads. But getting in front of people is only the first step. Once you're in front of them, you need to deliver a message that gets their attention and, here's a critical part, positions you for the sale. Because you can do lots of different things to get someone's attention or to attract a new lead, but most of them won't do anything for your business. You need to position yourself for the sale from that very first interaction with a prospect, otherwise you're just wasting time. Now, how do you do that? Well, there are three things that need to be absolutely clear when a prospect first discovers you. This is on the first impression. And it doesn't matter how they discover you. Again, whether it's a LinkedIn article, blog post, podcast, advertisement, it doesn't really matter what the medium or what the channel is. Whatever tactic you use, if you want to make that connection, if you want to position yourself for the sale, if you want the prospect to take action and enter into your funnel, then these three things need to be crystal clear. The first is, who are you? Now, this sounds kind of obvious, but you'd be very surprised how many people get this wrong. Professional services is a human-to-human business. We only work with people that we know, like, and trust. And that's true from the very beginning of the process, before the sale, before the transaction, all the way to the very end of the process. If I can't figure out who you are, or you're not saying something interesting and compelling, or you're not positioning yourself as someone that I care to connect with, then I'm gone. The second thing that needs to be clear on that first impression is, now that I know who you are, what do you do? Now, the mistake that people make here is they say, I'm an accountant. Yeah, well, so are thousands of other people. So what? What do you actually do for somebody like me? Now, here's the thing. Nobody does accounting. No one does consulting. No one does real estate. That might be the specialty. That might be the expertise. That might be the transaction. But what you actually do is you help clients solve problems. So instead of telling me what field you work in, which is probably kind of obvious anyways, tell me what kind of clients you help. Tell me what kind of problems you solve. And if I'm that kind of client and I have that kind of problem, then you've immediately gotten my attention. And if I'm not that kind of client and I don't have that kind of problem, then you don't want my attention anyways. And the third thing that needs to be crystal clear on that first interaction, in that first impression, is, how can you make my life better? This is the ultimate so what. I can't even tell you how many websites I go to on a daily basis, and within, 3, 4, 5 seconds, I'm gone. And it's not because the content wasn't valuable, maybe it was, and it's not because I didn't need to read it, maybe I should have, it's because I didn't have a good reason to stick around. The so what was not clear. So instead of making a rational decision about whether I should stay or leave, or whether the content that was there was valuable or not, I did what most people would do. I just left. And guess what? I'm not alone. This is how people browse the internet. We're not rational beings looking for valuable information wherever we can find it. We're busy, we're overworked, sometimes we're bored, and we're only going to stop and look at something more closely if it's really obvious why we should. So you need to make clear on that first impression how you make your clients' lives better, what outcomes your clients achieve or experience, what benefits they experience, and what transformation you bring into their lives. Now, to be clear, I'm not saying you should do all of that in every single blog post you write. What I'm saying is that when somebody lands on your website or they engage with a piece of content that you created and they say, hey, this guy or this girl looks interesting, let me find out more about them, and they click through to your website and they begin to read about you or your firm or your services, these are some of the things that you need to communicate very quickly before you lose their attention. So in a nutshell, that's really all you're trying to do in the attraction stage, is that you're getting a message in front of a buyer. You're making a good first impression that positions you as someone they'd like to connect with or follow, and you're selling the next step. And the next step is what's going to get the prospect into the retention stage of the funnel, which we are going to cover in the next lesson. Now, if you have any questions about this lesson or any other lesson for that matter, head over to boutiquegrowth.com/ask, where you can submit your questions directly to me. And again, if you haven't yet subscribed to the show on iTunes, head over to iTunes, search for Forecast Professional Services, and subscribe to the show so that you can get every single episode as soon as it's released. And finally, join us inside our free course on the 5 P's of lead generation for professional services firms. You can get immediate access to the course over at 5leadgen.com, and you can spell out 5 or use the number. Either one works. That's 5leadgen.com. Thank you so much for listening, and tune in next time.